Welcome to the pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is the pregame. I'm Matt.
I'm Jax.
And welcome to Championship Week.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've been back here.
It is, but this is the appetizer for how lazy I'm going to be within the upcoming weeks with work and family duties. Nope, college basketball life right now.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
And I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, oh yeah, I am so excited about the next few weeks, yeah.
And as I mentioned, it's Championship Week, conference tournaments going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
With a free ride to the big dance on the line.
Yeah, your big dance seeds will be determined this week.
Let's take a look at the Power Five and a couple outside of the Power Five that could do some damage later on in the big tournament.
Absolutely.
Starting off with the SEC, this isn't Wildcat country this year.
No, not at all. Honestly, this is, I dare say, one of the weaker years for the SEC.
It's more interesting because the big dogs are not doing so well.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the Floridas and and UK and even Tennessee. I mean, they're okay this year.
Tennessee's all right. Yeah, they're one of the better ones.
But yeah, the Cats have a losing season on their hands, which I don't hate at all, in and out of conference play. So the big players, we have Alabama, Arkansas, and LSU. Arkansas has won 8 in a row.
They're on fire right now. They're probably playing better than anyone consistently in the SEC right now.
Just to kind of make a point here, so I'll take Bama and Arkansas, but I almost am torn between taking Tennessee and LSU. But LSU is a straight-up stud in Cameron Thomas, who is averaging 23 points a game. Arkansas is hot right now, though, so I'll take them as tournament champs.
You know, I think it's either going to be Bama or Arkansas. Tennessee is so inconsistent to me, but their athleticism, they're probably the most athletic team, honestly, I think, in that conference. But, I think it's going to come down to Bama and Arkansas. I'm going to take Bama.
All right. Big 12. It's easily my favorite conference this year for basketball. So many good teams.
There are so many.
Yeah. We've got Baylor, Kansas, and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the top three ranked in the conference, with Texas having a win over West, by God, Virginia to break the tie that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to stick with those top three because I don't think there are three better teams.
I'm going to agree with that because, you know, I think that Texas is a little bit better than West Virginia. And now, okay, keep in mind, Texas Tech is also right there, too. And
they could
sneak in there. So, I mean, in terms of the big three right there, if I had to pick a conference champion right now, I'd go with Baylor. I tell you, I like Baylor.
See, me looking at this, I'm just like, man, we've got Baylor, we've got Kansas, we've got Texas, we've got West Virginia, we've got Texas Tech, as you're
saying.
There's
so many good teams.
Kansas didn't start out great this year.
No, they didn't. But they are playing better in the second. They're doing what the typical Bill Self formula is leading up to the tournament.
Yeah, they're going to win the Big 12, I think. I think it goes down between Kansas and Baylor. Baylor just won't have the horses. This really is anyone's tournament. West Virginia could easily go the distance too.
Absolutely.
Because Bob Huggins knows how to win.
Yeah.
Like that dude, him sitting on a stool just yelling at you and something else, which he hasn't done this year. His health must be improving.
Right.
Take a look at the ACC. The ACC in 2020, 2021 isn't the same.
No.
With COVID really hurting the likes of Duke, UNC, Louisville, and Syracuse.
Right. And this is also another year. They're another conference where their conference just really isn't as – they're not playing as the typical talent pool would play for the ACC.
And you know who isn't hurting, though? Florida State and Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They're not the one-and-done style team, so they aren't hurting nearly as bad as the other teams like Duke and North Carolina would be.
Absolutely.
Because they've got a bunch of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
The top three teams are Virginia, Florida State, and Virginia Tech. I like Virginia and FSU, but I'm going to stick with UNC ahead of Virginia Tech. I just don't think that Virginia Tech's as good as advertised. I think they took advantage of Duke and North Carolina playing horrible at the beginning of the season, and that makes them look like they're better than they are.
I'm going to agree with that. Also, UNC has been coming on strong lately. They've been playing a lot better. They're playing better as a group. They're peaking at the right time. And I think Virginia, Florida State, UNC. I take UNC over Virginia Tech. Obviously, my bias is showing a little.
Georgia Tech is somehow fourth in the ACC.
I don't understand
and
that at all.
There's no way that Josh Bastner gets a win in this tournament, him and his stupid face shield.
I don't get it at all. Yeah. I don't. That's one of the things.
He's the biggest looking dork ever.
He really is. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, he doesn't wear a suit that fits whenever he does wear a suit.
Yeah, right.
And he wears sneakers with it. And it's just like,
jeez.
Come on, dude.
He looks like he should be coaching AAU ball somewhere.
He looks like an elementary school principal. All right, the Big Ten has looked as the best conference in basketball this year.
Absolutely, by far.
The Big Ten teams think they are every single year.
They have three of the top five teams in the nation right now.
Yeah. Well, every year the Big Ten thinks that they're the best team.
Oh, every year conference. They do. Yeah, that's true.
And they don't win unless Michigan State makes it happen.
Except Michigan State's not. They're not one of the big dogs this year.
No, they're not. We've got Michigan, Illinois, and Iowa are the top three teams ranked this year, and I'll take Michigan and Illinois, but I don't know about Iowa. I don't know how battle-tested they are to win a Big Ten championship for the first time in, I don't know, 7 million years.
Sure.
I know they have a losing record, but Michigan State, as we just said, and Tom Izzo are going to be a factor in this tournament. They want to be in the big tournament, so they're going to win games to make sure that they get there. So they're going to upset one of the bigger teams.
They probably will. If there's a team that's going to get upset, I don't think it's Illinois, because I think they are peaking right now. They've had some big wins in the past few weeks. Of course, we saw what they did with Michigan a week ago in Michigan, in Ann Arbor. They just destroyed them. And then and they had that big win against Ohio State, another good team in that conference as well, who could surprise some teams. So but yeah, Illinois right now, I don't think they're a team that gets knocked off, and that I think they're going to win that conference tournament.
All right, the Pac-12 is just kind of existing. Sure, they have ranked teams, but no one's afraid to play Oregon or USC this year. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
No, like no one anywhere is. And surprisingly, Colorado is having a pretty great year. This is like their best year since the Chauncey Billups days.
Well, I was going to get to that. The top three teams are Oregon, USC, and Colorado. And I'll take the first two, but swap out Colorado for Mick Cronin and UCLA. I think they're a better team.
They might be. They might be.
They've lost three in a row, though, but I think Mick will get it figured out before the tournament and, you know, have a run. That, and every time I bet Colorado, they lose. So, no. Get out of here.
Yes, they are that team. Yes.
Take a look at the Big East. The gritty, tough conference this year, anchored by Nova and Creighton. The top three teams are Nova, Creighton, and UConn.
See, I'm still unsure about UConn, honestly. I think Nova and Creighton are the best two teams in that conference, hands down. And then I'm like, UConn, okay, yeah, you guys can hang around, I guess.
Yeah, I'll stick with these three at the top. But man, how tough is this conference again? St. John's, mm-hmm. Seton Hall, Providence are all solid teams this year.
Right.
Marquette blew out UNC a week or two ago.
Right. Yeah.
These aren't teams that you want to see pop up next to your favorite team in the tournament.
Yeah, right. Around. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, they're all, every team in there is, they're a little bit dangerous. They're always a wild card almost. So, yeah, it's going to be it'll be interesting there. I still think the best two teams in that conference, though, are Nova and Creighton.
Yeah. Big East are going to play defense. They're going to be fast and they can shoot.
Yep. It's the same way every year. It really is.
It's just like playing Virginia all the time, except the speed. Yeah. The AAC, the American Conference, has Houston, and Houston has been as good as it gets this year.
Yeah.
They're fast, tough, and seasoned. The top three are Wichita State, Houston, and Memphis. And it's pretty much these teams and a bunch of dudes. So I'm going to stick with
bros.
Those. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with those picks. Though I'm confident Houston is going to take that one.
Yeah, I am too. They're playing very well. I got a chance to see them, over the past couple of weeks, and they are really good. They got an outside shot at a one seed too. I'm just going to throw that out there. We're going to get to that in a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, and Wichita State, which I'm kind of surprised, and I totally forgot that they left the Missouri Valley for the American Conference, and they have a brand new coach because they amicably split ways with their head coach at the beginning of the season,
right.
Probably because he beat up a bunch of his players.
Right, yeah.
And it shouldn't have been amicably.
No.
It should have been, dude, you're fired. Get out.
Yeah, get out of here as fast as you can.
You don't deserve to coach again. You don't deserve to be around players.
Nope.
Go away.
Right.
The NCAA tournament is going to be kind of weird this year.
It's
shifting gears. Games start on Friday rather than Thursday, so the four play-in games, or the, is it four or is it two play-in games?
I think it's four.
Right?
Yeah, it's four. Yeah, because the four teams. Yeah.
So the four play-in games will be on Thursday. Still having plenty of games to play, but they're, you know, still sitting the last four teams out. But like the last four in,
right,
out of the tournament, they're safety teams this year, which is kind of interesting. That means in this scenario, let's say any tournament team has a positive COVID test, they're out, and a team that didn't make the tournament takes their spot, and they're that number.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to get COVID and miss, but man, what if Gonzaga,
right,
who put up a great undefeated campaign all year, gets COVID at the last minute, and Colorado State takes their spot?
Jeez, oh man. You made it even like the absolute worst case scenario there.
Then they get a number one path to the Final Four. I talked to Cody from 7220 about this scenario, and his head pretty much exploded, and I had to get a squeegee and wipe everything down.
it's going to be interesting because, I mean, then you see one of those, you know, last four out teams take the spot of a top seed that potentially could have a cakewalk to the Final Four.
This is going to be interesting, too, because John and I are both going to Vegas for the March Madness game. So we'll be there just watching it and gambling on these, and probably poorly, because hopefully we're not going by our brackets to bet, because mine usually looks like I failed a math test after the first set of games.
Yeah, it's destroyed after the first round of the first eight games of the tournament, usually.
Speaking of which, that's a good segue for the million-dollar bracket that we have going
on
right now.
Yeah, all right.
And if you're getting this podcast off of one of our stations, you can go ahead and register right now to be in a part of the million-dollar bracket. So, you know, if you think you're really good and you are like, hey, I know how to pick all the games, and if you get all of them right, you win $1 million.
Yeah, it's that simple, yeah.
It is that simple. But it's not that simple.
No, it's not
time.
That simple.
If you get 60 or more right, you get 10 grand. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Right, and it's free to sign up, too.
Yeah, and just go ahead and sign up now. Selection Sunday, we'll shoot you an email, and then you'll be able to just be like, oh, okay, cool. My bracket's ready for me to go ahead and dominate, and the best in Cheyenne and the best in Laramie will both get season tickets to UW football and UW men's and women's basketball, which is pretty cool. And in both towns will have winners or runner-up winners, too. And they'll get Brown and Gold Outlet $50 gift cards so you can get all the UW swag that you want.
There you go. Yeah, we're hooking you up all sorts of ways as long as you can pick some games correctly.
So the app that we're hoping that you're listening to this on, unless you're listening on Spotify or Apple or something like that, you can use that to make sure that you're in on the million-dollar bracket challenge, which is brought to you by Premier Bone and Joint Center, worthy of Wyoming. So there we go. I got that.
Look at that.
That in.
You covered every basis there. Yeah.
Not even on notes.
Perfect.
It's like I say, you know, every day, multiple times a day or something. All right. So taking a look at our top four seeds that we think are going to be the top four seeds in the NCAA tournament, barring no, like, just incredible phenomenons. Mm-hmm. At least for me, I'm going with the Zags number one, Baylor number two, Michigan number three, and Bama number four.
See, mine's similar, except I had Zags one, Baylor two, I had Illinois three, and I had Bama four. Although the wild card there is Houston. What Houston could sneak up there.
I don't think they'll give it to them, though. I think they're going to shame Houston for being in the American Conference and not
very
being
well
in Power 5 or not being Gonzaga.
Here's the thing. If and this is a big if Bama or Arkansas gets knocked out before that championship round of the SEC tournament, then I think Houston can make it as a one seed.
See, that SEC tournament is going to be really interesting because Florida is a team that's supposed to be in. They're supposed to be locked in.
You're right.
But Kentucky, who did horrible.
Horrible.
I could see John Calipari having some magic and making a run on the SEC tournament and knocking some people out and ruining some plans for some people and then making the tournament and just pissing me off because I hate UK. I hate John Calipari.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think they're good enough this year. But
I mean, they have the talent. But they don't have the coach.
Yeah.
As Chris Mack and Eric Wood were shouting in that video, I don't know if you saw it, Kenny Payne won those games. That's what he said.
Yes, that is true, though.
Yeah.
So I think, it's really a toss up for that, you know, whoever gets that, you know, the fourth overall seed, even though it's the fourth number one seed. But it's going to be, this will probably be the most interesting year of any that we've seen. In our lifetimes of the tournament.
And hopefully never again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
never again, please.
Yes.
Of course, and never again for last year, too, where it just ended and we were just like, what?
Right.
If hindsight were foresight, they could have played those games.
Right.
Just kind of putting that out there. But yeah. I get the, because we didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah, so we didn't touch on the Mountain West Conference.
Right.
With the Pokes.
That's true.
Which they're kind of not even a contender.
No.
The only way that the Pokes would make the NCAA tournament is if they just...
They have to run right through everybody.
They'd have to gas everyone. I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying that I would be kind of surprised if they were able to.
Yeah. They play tomorrow at noon, is it?
Yeah, it's noon, I think.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sounds right. So, noon mountain time, that is.
Yep. And we'll see if the Pokes can make it happen. Wish we had Cody running around and we could grab him. And then he would just kind of insult us for doubting the Pokes. Yeah, actually, no, he's very real. He would probably just be like, in his macho man voice, be like, "Well, they're pretty good, but I think they got one win, but then they'll have trouble in the second."
Yep, that's about it. That'd be the Cody input for the time.
All right, so that's gonna do it for us. We will catch you after Selection Sunday, and then we'll try and get you all ready because, well, we're leaving like midweek to go to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you are anyway.
John's gonna hang around until Friday, so he's gonna miss part of the first games. But Saturday's gonna be awesome. We will catch you Monday or Tuesday next week.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.